AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The White House East Wing is no more. It's now just rubble as President Trump plans to build a big ballroom there. On the Senate floor, Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley says it would serve the rich.
Here we have evidence of the president tearing down a symbol of our republic and building a symbol that is really a symbol about authoritarian power.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says there is approval from the National Capital Planning Commission.
They have ruled consistently. Their general counsel has said when it comes to phase one of this project, the tearing down of the current East Wing structure, a submission is not required legally for that. Only for vertical construction will a submission be required, and that's a legal opinion from them.
The two-story East Wing is where First Ladies created history, planned state dinners, and promoted causes. President Trump says he's backing off on a planned surge of federal agents into San Francisco after speaking to the mayor as protesters gathered outside a Coast Guard base where they were located. The president posted on social media, Mayor Daniel Lurie said the city was making progress in reducing crime. Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups has been charged with taking part in a conspiracy to fix high-stakes card games in Las Vegas and elsewhere that were backed by La Cosa Nostra organized crime families. This is New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Victims believed that they were sitting at a fair table. Instead, they were cheated out of millions. One victim in particular lost $1.8 million. In total, losses exceeded $7 million and continue to climb.
Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier is accused in a separate scheme of concocting fraudulent bets by exploiting insider information about NBA athletes. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A new poll on sports gambling.
As legalized sports betting expands, recent polling suggests that Americans have become increasingly critical of the role it plays in U.S. society and sports, although they're more tolerant if it involves professional sports. A recent Pew Research Center poll found about 43% of U.S. adults say that the fact that sports betting is now legal in much of the country is a bad thing for society and for sports. That's up from 34% in July 2022. Betting scandals have multiplied since the Supreme Court struck down a federal law that barred sports betting in most states. Now the FBI has arrested dozens of people, including current and former NBA players, accused of stealing millions upon millions of dollars during a federal investigation into sports betting and illegal gambling. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.